The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm here with my co-host, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, co-host. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
You happen to be my husband and fellow realtor.
Yes, I am.
All right. And we have a special guest today who knows everything about windows, sales, and installation of vinyl windows, Pat Kelly. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good.
We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We discuss everything real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been appraising, listing, selling real estate for over 40 years. Feel free to email us
during the week at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. If you want to ask a question or if you'd like to suggest a topic, or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724.
Like us on Facebook at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. View our listings or search the MLS listings by going to jruddy.com, jruddy.com, where we also have all of our archived radio shows. Okay, Pat Kelly, sales and installation of vinyl windows. How long have you been in that business, please?
I've been doing that since 1989, by word of mouth mostly, and recently we've gone further and advertised.
Okay, so you have been doing it for quite some time. Windows are important for a variety of reasons. There's safety issues, there's ventilation issues, there's energy efficiency, there's appeal. And for all these different types of reasons, people, you know, choose to update their windows and perhaps think about a vinyl window, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Are all windows the same? New windows?
New windows can come in new construction installation and vinyl installation. Vinyl is always preferred for an older home which might be crooked. It's a quicker installation. New construction windows require exterior changes. Siding has to be put over them and molding on the interior. So they are more costly. A vinyl window is designed for a quicker installation and they are just about as efficient.
Well, when we go into homes, older homes, a lot of homes that we, our market is like a 70-year-old, 80-year-old home, maybe even more than that. A lot of times there's the double hung windows in these houses and they'll have storms. Is that as effective as a new vinyl window?
A storm window was originally designed to keep water and weather off of an original wooden window to lengthen their life. That's the job they performed. Some people think they are an extra barrier to stop wind and cold, and they are not.
Wow. That's what I always thought.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. So they're actually to stop rain and sleet and snow.
The aging of the original window, it slows it down, keeps the water off of it.
Water off of it. Okay. So it doesn't, that extra pain doesn't help for heat loss.
There's air moving right through there. A storm window has bleeders on the bottom, so there's two openings right there. Nothing is sealed.
Okay. So on these older double-hung windows, there are no cracks. The wood is in good condition. To just your average individual, the window isn't leaking, but they have storm windows. They are losing heat.
Very much so. All they have is a wood-to-wood seal. Just a wood budding on a piece of wood, no engineered seal at all. So you're at the mercy of the wind. One old man told me once that he knew his windows were bad because his hat blew off his head in the middle of the room. Okay. But
well, that's obvious.
Yeah.
But it's not always that obvious.
No, it's not. You might have putty, peeling, drying, repairs needed on these older windows, and they're not sealed properly. They'll do the job of keeping the water out and making you feel somewhat energy efficient. But the truth is, a new tight window will eliminate sound, wind, and heat loss.
Okay. So obviously, replacing your windows is costly.
It is. It is. Depending on where, there's a variable numbers that can happen when you buy a vinyl replacement window. You can have a backyard mechanic, that we call it, do it. Buy a window somewhere and put it in for you and hope for the best. There's someone who knows what they're doing, that your warranty will be followed. Okay, you need a qualified contractor to install a window, so you do have the warranty with the window.
And how long are these warranties for a window?
All companies are different. Okay. There's three different warranties involved there. One is the glass seal. You have a double pane window in there, and the seal between the glass can be anywhere from 5 years to 20 years. Okay, some of them are prorated, some of them are not. The other one would be mechanical parts to the window. Catches, balances, they're usually 5 years. Okay, the third guarantee would be the vinyl itself, chipping, warping, peeling, or failing in any way. Most of them are life, because they believe in vinyl, and vinyl is a new material that has not failed yet.
Okay. So there are many, many benefits to the cost associated with replacing the windows, like you just mentioned. And the old-fashioned glazed, single-glazed windows, you're losing heat. But you, when you replace windows, you might save, let's say, in some of my material I read, between 10% to 25% a year for heating and cooling. New windows can cost thousands.
Yes.
Thousands of dollars for an average house.
Mm-hmm.
And custom size windows, which many people have with the picture windows, bay windows, bow windows, would add cost.
Price
okay.
goes up. Yep.
But it could take several years to recoup your costs. But in the long run, you have a better window.
Yes. Recouping your costs, let's say a window a year is what I like to say, along with your lower energy costs. It just makes you feel better, and you are more comfortable in your home. There's not many negatives. A vinyl replacement window makes your house more visually pretty on the outside and the inside.
We call that curb appeal in real estate. Okay, great.
And your heating bill. So you have three ways of really doing better with a new window or door.
Okay.
Yeah, there was a window company in New York that used to advertise, and they says, we'll save you 25% of your heating bill. So that was their big sell.
Mm-hmm. Well, I see, let's say I do an old rickety wooden window home, do a whole floor of vinyl replacement windows, and we talked about this before, Jackie, the thermostat in that room will go on much less on that whole floor than it used to. People who live there said, oh boy, every 45 minutes my heat is coming on. You do all the windows on that floor, now we're at maybe every 2 hours, and the second floor is cold.
Because it has
the old windows.
Yeah, you see the changes happening right there. It's very easy.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. We're here today with Pat Kelly, sales and installation of vinyl windows since 1989. You know windows, don't you?
I've done thousands and thousands of them.
And how, say, on an average size home, say 20 to 25 windows, how long would it take you to install a whole house?
20 to 25 windows, with my experienced crew, can usually be done within 2 days.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like, I say it's like playing chess. A homeowner with no experience, it might take 3 to 5 hours to put one window in, and it may not be right.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, they're not difficult to do, install windows. Yeah. I know many people that do them themselves, mm-hmm. and you can go to a big box store, buy the window for relatively low cost, mm-hmm. go get a few caulk guns and caulk away and have a window in 3 to 5 hours.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How important is it to have windows installed by a professional installer?
Well, first of all, it may not be put in by this homeowner properly, and it won't show up for 10 years. You know, you won't see failure, early failure, till around the 10-year point. If a professional did it, you would have probably aluminum on the exterior where you remove that storm window, covering all the old wood so there's less work you have to do. It's completely finished. On the shimming of the window, which makes it work much better, it will be done exactly right, okay? And the warranty will be in effect.
And so, it's voided if the property owner or someone that's not a professional installer installs the window.
They can use that as an arguing point if you do have a problem
okay.
with the windows.
Okay, so you pretty much have to have that documented.
I think so, yes. Okay.
You know, the importance of having the window capped properly. I was showing a house the other day to a fella, and the homeowner obviously did these windows himself because a couple of them were actually crooked. He didn't do any of the capping. There was gaping holes outside. It just looked terrible. It looked terrible, and my prospective buyer was turned off. He didn't want anything to do with the property. He said, if this is what I can see, he says, I have no idea what else was done on the inside of the house.
That's what we call a backyard mechanic.
Okay. Well, we're going to be headed towards the break, and you know, after the break, I want to talk about that because, you know, when I show homes, when I go into the house, I do like to point out windows and discuss the limited knowledge that I have regarding windows, but I've been doing real estate for 20 years, so I could see things, obviously. So, but we'll come back. We'll talk all about that, wood frames, chipping paint, what to look for there, and all your advice and experience with that. Okay, Pat?
Thank you.
Okay. Before we go to break, Pat, would you like to review?
The other Pat. Okay.
Yes.
There's two Pats. It's
Pat
very confusing.
D.
Give
yeah,
yourself
Pat
a
D
pat
and
on
Pat
the back.
Cake.
Okay.
You know, when we go to my house, my father's Pat, I'm Pat, my son is Pat. You say Pat, everybody turns around. I don't know who we're talking to. But anyway, we have a great deal on a 3-bedroom, 1-bath home located at 909 Moosic Street in Scranton for only $42,000. With a little tender, loving care, this could be a great house. It's close to the University of Scranton. It has hardwood floors on the second floor, vinyl siding, and economical gas heat. It also has a carport for off-street parking. It's got good room sizes and a finished attic that could be a 4th bedroom. So if you want a 3-bedroom, 1-bath home in Scranton for only $42,000, give us a call about 909 Moosic Street, and that is listed by Jason Thomas of our office.
Thank you, Pat. The Next Generation of Home Buyers, very interesting article I received from the Pennsylvania Association of Realtors. More than 77% of the Generation X and Y Americans, and that's the age group between 18 and 35, they believe that they have become increasingly knowledgeable about home ownership due to increased media coverage that has magnified real estate topics throughout the past 6 years. The survey's findings show that 75% of this age group are not deterred from home buying and believe owning a home is a key indicator of success. They are willing to do their research and save in many ways that may surprise you. Nearly all those surveyed are willing to adjust their lifestyle to save for a home by eating out less, working a second job, or even moving back home with their parents to save money.
I'm not willing to move back home with my parents to save money. I just want to point that out before you finish.
75% believe owning a nice home is a fundamental indicator of success. Generation X and Y want to make sure they are ready to own. 69% believe someone is ready when they can afford to buy it, maintaining their lifestyle, and 61% of respondents are ready when they have a secure job. How about that?
How about that?
That's interesting. I found that really amazing. I thought quite the opposite, didn't you?
Good information.
Okay, we will return in just a few moments with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Grady Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
Does your home represent the person you are today, or does it represent the person you were 30 years ago? Now is the time to buy a home that fits your present needs. No 3-car garage or backyard putting green, or maybe you just want the simple things. A private den where you can get some work done, or a finished bar where you and your friends can enjoy a few laughs. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate will work with you to find the one neighborhood, the one community that gives you the best value for the next 30 years. Whether it's time to move up or you are simplifying your life, life but don't want to sacrifice comfort, call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate will guide you from homepage to home while living up to the promise of the gold standard.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jruddy.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. You're rejoining the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, in with co-host Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie.
You laugh. You're my co-host,
yes.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
And my husband.
Yes.
And fellow realtor.
Yep.
And
boy.
Assistant.
Yeah, I do lots of things.
You do a lot of things.
And scope out properties.
And our special guest, Pat Kelly, who is sales and installation expert of vinyl windows. Good morning.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
Good. I'm here and ready to talk about windows.
Excellent. You've been installing windows since?
1989.
And they're a vinyl window.
Yes. I usually do vinyl, yes.
Okay. So before the break, we were talking about the myths of storm windows, that they were designed and that their purpose was to keep moisture away and out of the home, where a lot of people think that they are designed for energy efficiency, but they are not. In fact, there's a lot of heat loss with those type of windows, storm windows. Even the best windows won't deliver the look, comfort, or savings you would expect if they're installed poorly. We had that discussion as well.
Yes.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree with that statement? Okay. Now, wood frames and wood windows versus vinyl windows or fiberglass windows, is there a difference?
Yeah, there's a difference. A wood frame window is usually an old original window with no seals other than wood to wood connection. Okay.
Okay.
Where a new window, a vinyl window or a manufactured window for new construction, has an engineered seal designed for 30 to 50 years life. And they do require an installation that's much different than a vinyl window. The installation for a manufactured new construction window, as I said before, requires exterior and interior major carpentry, where a vinyl replacement window slips into the existing opening of the wood frame. I call it the wood box. And it's a quicker installation, and I think it gives you just about the same function.
Okay, what about in an older home that is replacing windows? They're upgrading their windows to a new vinyl window. They have chipping paint. Is there anything there that people have to be concerned about? Or,
well, there's any paint before 1978 has lead in it. You should be concerned about lead getting into your house through chipping lead paint. It's always good to cover that paint with aluminum on the outside where the storm window was, and on the inside, any exposed peeling paint should be painted with a new latex paint, and that's called encapsulating it. So it helps you very much by doing what I said, encapsulating and covering the chipping paint. A vinyl replacement window, when installed, eliminates all of the exposure to lead because it's sealed under the structure of the window and it never is seen again. It's only vinyl to vinyl once you put a vinyl window in. That's one way of really eliminating a lead problem at the window area.
Okay, good. What about efficiency ratings? We hear about the U factor and the R value. What do we have to think about regarding these topics and items, please?
Well, there's a standard double glass vinyl replacement window with an R value of 1.93 and a U value of 0.55. Those values are actually pretty much the same thing. It's just a different scale. The next window up, more efficient, would be low E glass only. Okay, they jump up another step in efficiency, and then we go to the low E with argon gas. Okay, they are the most efficient. They are 10% better than a standard vinyl replacement window, and they help with bleaching of materials such as curtains, furniture, carpets. If you do have a high quality, high end house that would have very expensive materials in there, people buy them just for that reason. One point to remember, argon and low E glass is very expensive to replace if you do have a problem like a child in the neighborhood with a rock.
That would be a problem.
Or a young child with a baseball bat and a baseball.
Right, throwing something around the house.
Okay, all right.
They are working on a new super window with triple glass, but the problem holding that up right now is the cost. That third piece of low E glass creates a much more expensive window.
Sure.
And they're working on getting that price down before they release it.
So there's actually windows that can help an owner from the fading, the sun fading.
Yes.
Curtains, draperies, mm-hmm. oriental rugs, furniture.
Yeah. Low E glass, or what some people call it high performance glass, has a blue hue to it. If you look at the house from the outside in the sunlight, you'll see a little discoloration. That is a piece of metal in the glass, and it was designed from NASA, from space, and fighter jets, which the pilots were complaining about too much sunlight getting in and all that. And that is where it came from, and it really does help. It breaks up the light from the sun.
Okay. And manufacturers mark their replacement windows with the U factor, which is a measure of a window's ability to conduct heat. The U factor is a reverse of the R value. Do I have that correct?
They both are the same thing. It's another way of saying it.
It's just they measure.
Yes, they insulating. Measure heat loss.
Okay, all right. And the lower the U factor, the higher the R value. Is that correct?
Yeah, the R value, the more it increases that number, the better it is. And the U value, the lower it gets, the better it is.
Okay, I got it. All right. And Pat D., Patrick Devaney, why do we do this show, please?
We do this show. We're not here going rah, 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 we're the best, come to us all the time. What we do is we like to educate the customer. So we have, actually, I have some people that have come to me and says, I love to listen to the show because you always have good information. And that's what we're here to do, is we're here to educate the people. An educated consumer is our best customer, to steal a line from somebody else. So that's what we're here for.
Okay. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And today we're talking about windows, all about windows, with someone who knows, who's been doing sales and installation of vinyl windows since 1989, and that would be Pat Kelly. And how about safety items? What do we have to keep in mind regarding windows and the standard? Is there a nationwide standard? Is there standards on windows that have safety items these days?
There are. Any opening above 6 foot high from the ground on the outside of the house should never have glass less than 18 inches from the floor. Okay? And an attic especially. People remodel an attic and there's windows right on the ground.
Right.
A child could slide right out of that window.
Right,
okay?
Through it, yeah.
So that's something to think about when you purchase a window and someone who's not experienced comes in and sells you a normal window and it's 10 inches from the floor. That bottom sash should be tempered glass or safety glass, because it can also be broken and the shard glass can come down and hurt a child. 18 inches is the magic number.
Okay. And do all the windows these days come with those standard,
yep,
those clips where you can only open the window so far?
Yeah, they let about 2 inches of opening occur. And it's for a couple reasons. One is for children, to make it a little more childproof on a second floor. And the other one would be for rain. You can actually keep those in place, have the window 2 inches open, and it would have to be a driving, windy rain to bring water into your house. They're designed for that too.
Okay. So what I got out of today's discussion is that when one is considering windows for a remodel, it's a lot different than when building a home, new construction, correct?
Exactly.
Okay. And knowing when to replace windows isn't always clear or obvious. So unless a window's broken or there's water coming into the home, you're flooding the wall or the windowsill.
It's rotted, damaged.
Sometimes water comes behind the wall.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Loose framing. The loose window box, I call it.
So look for loose framing,
yep.
Chipping paint,
mm-hmm.
besides the obvious cracks yes. and things like that, drafts.
Yes, poor putty, and overall bad efficiency. You know, you're paying a lot for your heating bill. This will drastically reduce your heating bill yearly.
Okay. Well, thank you for your time, Pat. We had a great discussion with you today regarding windows. There's a lot more that we can talk about regarding windows. Would you like to come back next week, please?
Yes, I'd be glad to do that for you.
Okay, thanks. Have a great day, and we'll see you next week. Pat D., would you like to take us out with the listing,
please? Pat D., coming from Pat K., okay. We have a great home. It's at 408 West Grove Street in Dunmore for $229,000. This is a large single with 3 to 4 bedrooms. It was once a duplex, and included in this sale is a separate lot of 68 by 71, which has alley access and was granted a variance from the Dunmore Borough approving a single dwelling construction. This house has gas heat. It was rewired. It has Pella windows. Pat, we like Pella windows, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Stucco exterior through and updated tile baths, kitchen upgrades, wood floor. This is a beautiful house. So if you're looking for a house in Dunmore, give us a call about 408 West Grove Street in Dunmore for $229,000.
My tip today concerns keeping rodents away with items in your pantry. This is very interesting. You'll like this, Pat.
Yes, I can't stand rodents.
Okay. You can use soda or a mixture of flour, baking soda, and sugar, and that's rumored to solve your rodent problems. The bubbly solutions will kill them. You can mix Tabasco, water, and laundry detergent. Spray in problem areas to rid yourself of those little critters, or soak cotton balls in an oil made from the spices mice hate, like peppermint, cayenne pepper, and clove. Leave them in areas where mice are spotted, and this should do the trick. We're out of time. Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't forget to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate. Have a great weekend.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Reddy from Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jreddy.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate.
Does your home represent the person you are today, or does it represent the person you were 30 years ago? Now is the time to buy a home that fits your present needs. No three-car garage or backyard putting green, or maybe you just want the simple things. A private den where you can get some work done, or a finished bar where you and your friends can enjoy a few laughs. Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate will work with you to find the one neighborhood, the one community that gives you the best value for the next 30 years. Whether it's time to move up or you are simplifying your life, life but don't want to sacrifice comfort, call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate will guide you from homepage to home while living up to the promise of the gold standard.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.